Well, look, ultimately the buck stops with the minister, doesn't it? The regional development minister, Danny Kennedy, right? And he's sitting in front of me. So let me speak to him. Good morning to you, Minister.
Morning, Stephen.
You're a failure.
Well, you can say that, Stephen, and others may try and say that. My focus is on the getting this dispute resolved. I've been working hard since way before Christmas. I continue to apply myself to it. And I very much hope that we can find a resolution to this as quickly and speedily as possible so that Northern Ireland Water customers such as Rodney and others who have been so badly impacted, and I want to apologise for that, they've been so badly impacted, and we need to end this, and we need to move forward, and we need to restore supplies as quickly as possible.
You say you've been working hard since before Christmas. So how has it got to this stage? Why have you let it get to this stage?
Well, look, this is a classic dispute between management and workforce and trade unions. Obviously, my role as minister is to oversee the work of NI Water, not to interfere directly. Nevertheless, when there is the public outcome that we've seen, when there is a distress that has been caused, it is necessary to concentrate minds, and I've attempted to do that. Most recently, yesterday morning, at the Labour Relations Agency, and spoke to both parties again to enforce the need for the quickest and earliest resolution of this dispute as we can possibly find, so that service can be restored
so
to
what
those
minister,
people who are suffering.
What, Minister, is the state of play this morning? Is there a deal on the cards?
Well, negotiations went into the early part of this morning at the Labour Relations Agency. I understand Northern Ireland Water have tabled a deal, and I understand that the trade unions involved are meeting this morning to consider that deal. I'm not going... I don't know...
Are you optimistic?
I'm very hopeful that people, that the workforce and everyone concerned will realise the situation that we're in, will realise that we need to resolve this and sort this out as quickly as possible,
but Danny,
so that service can be restored to those customers who so badly need it.
And we all know how it works in this type of circumstance. That deal that's been tabled by NI Water, you will have been given a steer as to whether, as to how the union representatives, they're still to deliver it to their members, but you will have been given a steer already, no doubt, as to how the senior union representatives will have had an initial reaction to that deal.
Well, that's a matter. The deal has been tabled. The negotiations, as far as I know, are now concluded, and concluded in the early hours of this morning. That deal has been put on the table for the unions and the workforce to consider, and I very much hope that they will consider it favourably and that we will move to the resolution of this dispute. I don't think it's helpful or wise for me to go beyond that.
But you have said you're hopeful, so why are you hopeful?
Well, I'm hopeful that out of common sense that this issue needs to be resolved, it needs to be sorted out. I can tell by the feedback that we're getting from angry customers, from people who are concerned about the lack of service, from the impact they've had on communities, on the agricultural industry, other industry and business, on education, on health facilities, and especially on householders. So the imperative is that we get the resolution of this dispute.
But for those people who are still without water, who are still desperate, can you give them a steer this morning that there might be grounds for optimism?
Well, I will await, obviously with clear interest, the outcome of the discussions with the trade unions and their membership.
And this deal is as good as it gets, is it? Is that the clear message?
Well, I think this is the final offer from Northern Ireland Water.
They've budged, have they?
Look, Stephen, entertaining though it might be to try and draw me on this, I need to be measured enough to allow people the time and the space within a very short period to make their mind up here and to give us the outcome that we so badly need, and which I think the overwhelming majority of people, particularly those impacted by this industrial action, want to see.
You're not just the minister, you're an elected representative. Where do you stand on this, Minister? Do you think there is some merit in the people who don't want to pay any more in their pension contributions saying we're not paying any more?
I think I have to say, Stephen, that in the context of the working environment, within the public sector, it is very clear that changes to pensions have been accepted and implemented in other parts of the public sector. And whilst I understand the strong views and the frustration of any workforce, particularly those of NI Water, I think the reality is that we are in a different situation than we were some time ago and some years ago.
If I look at your manifesto, it says if the measure, this is the Ulster Unionist Party manifesto, Assembly election 2011, and here's what it said. If the measure of success of devolved government is seeing positive changes in people's day-to-day lives, then the queues at water Bowsers is a strikingly visible sign of failure by the DRD. That was obviously your party having a pop at your political opponents.
That was
Danny Murphy, your predecessor.
I think Conor Murphy.
Conor Murphy, sorry.
Just to update you. Look, that was in the context of 2011 and in the aftermath of a pretty disastrous freeze-thaw event. Now, I'm very pleased that Northern Ireland Water have made considerable strides under my watch in terms of their reputation and in terms of the service that they provide. And I think they are in a much better place.
Really?
because of the leadership that I've shown and encouraged.
You see, I'll tell you why I question that. One of the other things, surely, Danny, that this story shines a light upon, If you set the dispute aside, how come there are so many problems in the water system that it's taking the staff to work overtime in order to fix this? Why does the water keep on constantly going off? Why are there so many problems?
Just to a certain extent, Stephen, it is the nature of water and how water is distributed, and it is not the matter of flicking a simple switch that allows systems to flow evenly again. And of course, there have been cases of Urlach and other faults within the system that have to be addressed. So it is not straightforward or simple to that extent.
Sean has a question here. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Sean.
Could you ask that gentleman, how come the water never goes off in Belfast or Bangor or Armagh, but yet it goes off in Ruair, Fermanagh and Tyrone? This is what I cannot understand. If it's west of the band, forget about them. Why does the water not go off up there? And I'll tell you better, still, Minister, if it did go off up there, you should be fairly shouting about it, I'll tell you. But forget about the wee people down here. Ridiculous.
Morning, Sean, and let me say at the outset, I don't know if you yourself have been impacted or
yes,
your family.
Yes, I have.
Well, I do apologise for that, and I do recognise.
Apologies, you're no good. We need water.
Well, and I'm working very hard and have continued to work hard on this issue to achieve a resolution so that you can have water
but
and that water supply is restored.
Harder.
Let me also say that parts of Tyrone and Fermanagh, which have been so impacted upon, are not abandoned, are not forgotten, are not overlooked, are not discriminated in any way, because I wouldn't tolerate that.
But why is it the West and Northern Ireland? What's the answer to this question?
Part of the answer is that the water distribution networks to the east of the province, largely, are handled by the PPP system, the private companies, and that is different to the to areas in the West. And
so, does that mean they're handled better?
Well, it means that the same issues can apply, but they are not subject to this work to rule because it is because private companies are operating.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is their maintenance program more up to date? Is the way they do things more up to date?
No,
it's a really interesting issue that Sean's brought up. For example, is it a more modern system?
No, essentially the systems are the same, but it is the people and the workforce who manage those systems which is different. In the case of those plants which are under private,
so in other words, they're not the union.
Management.
So in other words, they're not the union.
They're not part of the Northern Ireland water workforce requirement. And
they've got different pensions,
and
presumably?
That is carried out. The issues in terms of the maintenance, the overall maintenance of plants across Northern Ireland are generally the same. But we are in a situation that because the plants in areas of Fermanagh and Tyrone are managed and maintained by Northern Ireland Water staff, that when industrial action of this nature is taken, then we are in the situation that we find ourselves.
So if you were looking at this,
looking
at this from Sean's perspective, he just wishes that the private companies, I guess, Sean, I won't speak for you, but I guess you're wishing this morning the private companies were servicing all of Northern Ireland.
Well, those are wider.
Let Sean answer that.
Sorry.
I agree with you, yes, Stephen. But if it went off and up around Belfast, now they bring in the private firms, why not bring in the private firms down here? Tell that man that May is coming very quick, I'll tell you.
Well, let me say, Sean, Northern Ireland Water, I know, have made approaches to private companies to see
the book stops with you. End of story. Or Mr. McGuinness or Mr. Robinson.
And there
where have they spoke out? They haven't even opened their mouths.
Well, now, when you said there, Minister, that NI Water have had conversations with the private companies,
yes.
To do what?
But to assist them in the current situation.
But have the private companies helped?
There has been a reluctance on behalf of the private companies to intervene because of the issue of industrial action. Those judgments are made by those private companies and the people who operate them, and people cannot be forced
That's interesting in itself, because I think what you've just revealed then is that NI Water have been trying to get private companies to come in and break the strike of their colleagues and break the industrial action. They would say it's not a strike. Break the industrial action that their colleagues are undertaking in other parts of the country. Is that a sign of good faith from NI Water?
It is an attempt and was an attempt to alleviate the suffering that is clearly so evident within the community. And
do you support them doing that?
Well, my main focus and my main concern is on behalf of those customers who have no water supply and who have suffered serious problems with their water supply. And I'm on their side in all of this, and I want to see the issues resolved so that we can move forward on a more positive basis.
What time will we know that today? When will we know?
Well, I understand the trade unions are meeting later this morning, and we hope that that outcome can emerge as quickly as possible. And I do say, with full respect to the trade union and their work and their membership, that I think it is important now to draw this to a close, to conclude on the deal that has now been tabled and offered, the final offer, and move forward to resolve this dispute.
Just another couple of questions, Minister, and then we're done. And thank you for your time this morning. There's some people that were tweeting me last night urging me to ask if any of the senior management team within NI Water are on gold-plated pensions. Have you looked at that?
That's not the issue of today. The issue of today is to resolve this issue. The issue of today is to return the water supply to those people who so badly need it and who have been experiencing so much difficulties. Look, dealing either in personalities or how much people earn or what their pensions are is, with respect, a side issue. My focus is on the main issue.
Okay. Danny, thank you very much for coming in.